106.9 The Eagle, it is Vinyl Selection. That was the opening track on the 1977 album by Fleetwood Mac, Rumors, which we were playing in its entirety. That was Secondhand News. Ricky Aaron, your host, I appreciate you making me a part of your Saturday evening. Like I said, covering one of the greatest albums of all time in Rumors, but man, if you know anything about this, it's one of music's greatest soap operas, with affairs, heartbreak, all coming out heavy in the lyrics. We'll talk more about it coming out of Secondhand News, one of the most recognizable songs from the album. It's Dreams. 106.9 The Eagle, that was Dreams, Fleetwood Mac off the Rumors album. 1977, covering it in its entirety for Vinyl Selection this evening. Appreciate you making us a part of it. Christine McVie described Rumors in the recording process to Rolling Stone magazine shortly after its release. Now, the release of the album was February 4th, 1977. It was that year. She said that the recording process was simply drama. The album's a masterwork, and a lot of that is because of what was happening behind the scenes. You had Stevie Nicks had just split with Lindsey Buckingham, while Christine was in the midst of a divorce with bassist John McVie. Meanwhile, you had Mick Fleetwood's affair with Stevie Nicks before the year was even over. All this turmoil culminating, like I said earlier, one of the greatest albums of all time. And this next track has part of that shown in the lyrics. Lindsey Buckingham says this was a very naive song. It's an acoustic ballad. He said, I had just broken up with Stevie and maybe met someone. She broke down. Never Going Back Again, Fleetwood Mac off the Rumors album, covering it in its entirety for Vinyl Selection. Funny about that song, producer King Kalei was a bit of a perfectionist, asked a lot of Lindsey Buckingham on that track. So much he had to restring his guitar every 20 minutes. King said, I wanted to get the best sound on every one of his picking guitars. I'm sure the roadies wanted to kill me. Restringing the guitar three times every hour was a pain, but Lindsey had lots of parts on the song, and each one sounded magnificent. Keeping it going, this next song, it's funny, they kind of describe this album in its entirety as an unhappy story with a happy ending. And I think this song exemplifies that. This was Christine McVie's very optimistic advice to John McVie at the end of their marriage. It's Don't Stop. Go Your Own Way, Fleetwood Mac off the Rumors album, 1977. Ricky Aaron, your host, Vinyl Selection. Appreciate you hanging out. And this next song, 30 minutes is what it took Christine McVie to write this piano ballad. She said, I wrote the chords and the words and the melody almost as if it was coming from someone else, not me. Mick Fleetwood said, we wanted the song to sound like Chris was singing it at the end of the night after a show to an empty house. See if that comes out for you. Here's Songbird. The 6-9 The Eagle, the only classic rock station. Ricky Aaron covering the entire Rumors album for Vinyl Selection, Fleetwood Mac. And it's the only song in the band's history in which all five members are created as songwriters. It's The Chain. Yeah. 106.9 The Eagle, the only classic rock station covering the entire Rumors album for Vinyl Selection this evening. Ricky Aaron, your host. Appreciate you hanging out. It was 1976, a year before the album's release. This next song, Christine McVie, it really kind of shows her going in a new direction. She was with her husband, John McVie. He was an alcoholic, and her patience with that was kind of wearing thin. It was reaching its end. So she started dating the band's lighting director, Curry Grant. The result of that affair was this next song, and it really comes out in it. Kind of harsh to protect John's feelings. She did say it was about her dog. But if you listen to the lyrics, it very much comes out. Here's You Make Loving Fun. I Don't Want to Know, Fleetwood Mac, Rumors off. It is Vinyl Selection, covering the entire album this evening. Appreciate you hanging out, keeping it going. Stevie Nicks said in the 2018 reissue of Rumors that this was probably her favorite Christine song of all time. And it was probably one of the only dark songs she ever wrote. Mick Fleetwood said that he believes this song was actually written about him, seeing as he was the only father in the band at the time. It's Oh Daddy. Oh Daddy. You know. Oh Daddy, Fleetwood Mac, 106.9 The Eagle. Wrapping up the Rumors album here from Fleetwood Mac, 1977. It was a perfect storm of everything you need to make a good record. It was a story of love betrayal, affair, drugs, sex, all culminating into one of the greatest records of all time. Wrapping it up with a chilling closer. Here it is, Stevie Nicks. Now, rumor has it, this song took about 20 or 30 takes to get right. Stevie Nicks recorded her vocals late at night, wrapped in a shawl, as the lights were slowly dimmed in the studio. It's called Dust Woman.